Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's our top story this half hour. The Lake Michigan shoreline is one of the Chicago area's crown jewels, and it helps attract millions of visitors every year. Now, state lawmakers have approved a measure that could bring something new to the lake. Wind turbines, which would be located offshore in the lake. WBBM's Mike Krauser takes a look at the plan.
State Representative Jeff Kitcher, a Republican from Sycamore, says one benefit of offshore turbines, they're not in anyone's backyard.
We are jamming siting down everybody's throat in rural Illinois, which is unfair. When we should be doing what this bill is seeking to do, exploring the opportunities where this has the least impact on our state and our people that reside not only in cities, but in the country.
Kitcher says it's been done in Norway, the UK, Ireland, and off the east coast of the U.S. The legislation creates the Illinois Rust Belt to Green Belt Fund. It would seek funding from the federal government and other sources. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity would take the lead in the development of an offshore project. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
We're just getting details into our newsroom about the investigation of a deadly crash in Waukegan. Happened Saturday night and killed a 44-year-old woman who was driving one of the two cars involved in the crash at Lewis and Bonnie Brook. Three others in her car and the 20-year-old driver of the other car were treated for injuries. The surviving driver was cited for driving on a suspended license, but police say they're still trying to piece together exactly what happened. Dozens of vendors at the discount mall in Little Village are packing up right now as a landlord gives them until tomorrow to fully vacate the building.
Vendors that had long occupied the south portion of the discount mall tell WBBM that they had hoped to negotiate another extension that would allow them to stay in place for 5 or 6 weeks while an alternate location could be secured. But heading into the weekend, they were told that they would have only 2 days past the March 26th expiration of their latest lease extension to vacate.
Yeah, at the moment, we don't know what's next, but they said, well, we're just really waiting for news or what's next.
Jesus Bustamante, operator of Anthony's Boots, while loading his merchandise into one of the many U-Hauls that now line the discount mall parking lot, says that up until now, the vendors had been counting on the city to negotiate an extension or a later return. There had also been talk of moving the vendors to a building at 27th and Pulaski. The chances of any of that happening now, says Bustamante?
50-50. I'm 50-50 chance.
In Little Village, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Community organizers joined People's Gas customers outside the utility's headquarters today at the Aon building. They're protesting the company's latest request for a rate increase. State regulators are reviewing the plan, which would mean an increase of about $12 a month for the average ratepayer. Virginia Sims says she's on disability, which makes it harder than ever for her to keep up with the rising cost of natural gas.
My gas be turned off every year just about because I can't pay the $500 or $600, the past due bill plus the past due bill.
The utility says the increase is needed in part to continue its years-long program to replace service lines across the city, which is behind schedule and over budget. Charges could be upgraded today for a Chicago firefighter already accused of illegally running an erotic massage business out of his Northwest Side home. The charge could be upgraded because Brandon Kennedy Gager lives within 1,000 feet of a school. A fire department spokesman says the 37-year-old is being placed on paid administrative leave pending that possible termination. After a year of bargaining over pay and workload, the faculty at Eastern Illinois University has delivered a letter today that they are announcing their intent to strike.
University professionals of Illinois at EIU have been working without a contract since September. The union that represents about 450 professors, advisors, and other faculty in Charleston plan to host a rally before delivering a letter to the administration saying they plan to strike as soon as April 6th. Bargaining sessions have been planned for 2 days this week. The union at Eastern, as well as Chicago State University, voted earlier this month to authorize a strike. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the first few times might have been funny, but for people in North Suburban Long Grove, yep, the joke has worn off a long time ago. The village's historic covered bridge has been hit once again by a tall truck for what's believed to be the 45th time in 3 years. This time, Lake County deputies say the driver of an Amazon delivery truck appeared to miss the warning signs of an 8-foot, 6-inch clearance on the bridge. Authorities say the van's roof was scraped, but the bridge was not seriously damaged. We have posted an image at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Mayoral candidate Brandon Johnson today described a holistic approach to addressing some of Chicago's most serious problems, including crime.
Brandon Johnson says he asked for more time to speak at the City Club to go into detail about his plans for Chicago if he becomes mayor. And while he did go over his plans for beefing up policing and crime solving in the city, he also said Chicago must address its wealth gap.
If everyone in the city of Chicago had a job that paid well, could reach those jobs with safe and reliable public transportation, saw futures for themselves and their families, and a pathway to home ownership, even starting a business, do you think we'd be facing this epidemic of crime we see now? We wouldn't.
Afterwards, the first question from the business-oriented audience was about building more affordable housing. Johnson said the key is collaboration.
Now, it's an incredible opportunity because we have so much vacancy in the city of Chicago, abandonment. And so the city and the county have an incredible opportunity.
As a Cook County commissioner, he has some knowledge about those things. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
In the meantime, Johnson's opponent, former city budget chief and school CEO Paul Vallis, today touted more high-profile endorsements for his campaign. Leaders of several labor unions formally backed Vallis's run today, even as Jim Sweeney from Operating Engineers Local 150 pointed out that Johnson is a longtime CTU member and organizer.
I have a union brother on the other side who's running for mayor, and we're not backing him. But we're not backing him because we differ on the approach we think needs to be done with this city.
That's a reference to issues related to crime and public safety on which Vallis has focused in his campaign. The Chicago mayoral runoff is set for April 4th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.